podcasters.
We're taking a few days off to relax and recharge, but we'll be back soon.
Until then, we've selected some of our favourite moments from the first half of the year for you to enjoy.
We'll see you guys July 13.
Now, guys, I graduated into adulthood yesterday. For a number of years, I've been telling you that I haven't got a certain thing. And you both give me a lot of flack for it. We've had callers call up and say, how could you possibly not have this? You need to have this. You have a wife. You have four daughters. I got a will done yesterday, guys.
Oh, wow. How depressing. It's done. I mean, not a fun process, Fev.
Oh, my God. It's an awful process.
Particularly when there's a global pandemic happening.
Yeah, well, that's why we got it done.
Well, okay.
Just in case. One of us dropped off.
But important.
Yeah, with the coronavirus, Boxy, it's very important to have a will. Now, we had to sign some legal documents, so we had to go out of the house, which was awful. So I had gloves on and we did all that sort of gear, and we had to go to the lawyer Dennis, to sign our will. Because I didn't know this had been, peel back the Band-Aid, I didn't do any of it. So they're all being drawn up. Alex has organised it all. So we get in there and we've signed in the legal documents for something else, and then all of a sudden he pulls out the wills. And I'm like, oh, okay. He goes, Brendan, you just need a sign here. And I'm like, okay, well, what is in the will? Because I didn't do it. Alex did it. So everything goes to Alex, which is fair enough, and, you know, goes into a trust to look after the kids. It's a bad process. You got to talk about the medical, you know, switch off the machine and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
And all this sort of stuff you've got to go down. So Alex has got control over everything, which is great.
Good.
I love that. She's my wife. Perfect. That's how I want it. Yeah. All the soup, everything. You know, you all know how a will works.
Yeah.
So then we got to Alex's will. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, perfect. So he actually went through Alex's will, where mine, it was just, you just sign it, mate, you'll be fine. Because it had all Alex on it. So, yeah, she goes, there's a bit difference to yours, Alex. Now, if Alex does something that does happen to Alex, now Brendan and Mia will both be, sorry, what?
Your eldest daughter.
Will be control of the money. And I said, well, how is Mia on the will? And she goes, now, Brendan, we need to have a joint. And then we started having an argument with each other. And the bloke's, Dennis is like, now, I don't think you guys have discussed this. So I'm not quite sure whether you should sign. I said, disgusted. I didn't even bloody know about it. How is Mia looking after my money? And she goes, because you'll spend it at the bloody tab, you idiot. And then we had nothing left for the kids. And I'm like, just let me sign it. I had to sign the paper. God. What's happened there?
So if that terribly unfortunate situation happened, which it won't, and this is the great thing, this is all hypothetical, Mia owns you.
We have, pretty much.
Weekdays from 6.